now stop coming along. We're just going to wait quietly here until my soon-to-be former assistants arrive. We have a rather special guest joining us today, and she has requested a very particular itinerary for your visit. Was there anything you particularly wanted to see? What's that? The exit? Oh, that is a shame. I don't think we're scheduled to have one for some time, but we'll see what we can do in a year or two. Or 17. Ah, my former assistants and our guest.
Here we are, safe and sound.
Just about.
Time to get acquainted, I think. Here we have our very distinguished visitor for the day, Lady Partington Snoswich. And now would you mind awfully, your ladyship, if I referred to you as Lady P.S.? Might save a little time as we process around the museum. I see. Well, I'm not sure I could fit the entire Ankh of Ramuntet up there, but I shall take your advice under consideration, Lady Partington Snoswich. And do I detect a touch of laryngitis there? How terrible for you. We shall endeavour to spare your vocal cords as we proceed. For those of you who are unaware, Lady Partington Snoswich is the inventor of the Snoswich, many of which have been enjoyed in our canteen. A Snoswich is three slices of bread and butter. Bread and butler. I see. And does your butler mind? Well, yes, I suppose that is what butlers are for. But it appears that our kitchen staff have been preparing the delicacy wrongly. One moment, please.
You rang, sir?
Yes, Blenkinsop. Go to the kitchens immediately and inform them of the correct method of preparing the Snoswich.
Very good, sir.
And then begin slicing yourself.
Sir?
Thin slices, Blenkinsop.
Very good, sir.
Now, I believe Lady Partington Snoswich has just come from our fortune-telling and prophecy section.
That's right! She wanted to look at Nostradamus.
But surely Nostradamus is in our preserved specimens collection awaiting reanimation.
He means the prophecies.
Ah, your mistake. And was it the false or the true prophecies?
One of each. The one that goes, blood of the just in London shall be scarce.
Ah, yes, believed by those of a fantastical disposition to refer to the Great Fire of London.
Morons and buffoons.
Good Lord, where? Ah, an amusing misunderstanding. Remind me to make a note that we have filled our quota for the month. And the other prophecy?
In 1991, a bloke called Tim will invent the internet. It'll be mostly be grand, but by God, a lot of people are dreadful and no mistake. Also cats.
Ah, one of my personal favourites. An excellent choice, your ladyship. And have you had chance to see anything else yet?
Yeah, Lady P.S.
Lady Partington Snoswich wanted to see the tattooed finger from the lucky Native American in the Pony Express diorama.
Ah, so you have an interest in the so-called Wild West, your ladyship. Ah, merely an interest in fingers. Splendid.
She was taking notes to remember what we showed her. That is so cool.
God knows why. I can't get the memories out of my head no matter what I do.
And now, with your permission, shall we proceed? I take from the nodding of your head that you are either acceding or falling asleep. As an eternal optimist, I shall assume the former. Onwards!
Wait, did he say former assistants before?
Yay! Promotion!
Moron.
We're now going to take a little shortcut through our creature's wing. I say shortcut, that does rather depend on how many dimensions one is currently inhabiting. In three dimensions, passing this way will reduce our transit time by 1 minute and 48 seconds. It is, of course, best not to attempt to pass through the creature's wing in any of the odd-numbered dimensions above the 22nd. Just think of the smell and the horrible, horrible deaths. Yes, we can pause here a moment, your ladyship. Did something in particular catch your eye? Ah, yes, the farwell. While it appears to be simply a very small narwhal, it is in fact a normal or even slightly oversized narwhal at some considerable distance. I think that particular display case extends back several hundred kilometers. The farwell is one of several interesting water beasts in this section, including the even otter, the gillless disaster fish, now sadly extinct, and the shriek dolphin. I would advise against trying to read the runes on its head. But you are, of course, entirely within your rights to ignore my advice, as you are so fragrantly doing. I do hope your notes will prove easier to decipher than the runes themselves. We will now proceed. I think it is only appropriate to mention that all the creatures in this wing of the museum were approached for their consent before being placed on display. Sadly, many of them were already dead before being acquired, and a gentleman is now employed full-time to fake the signatures of creatures on ethical compliance forms. It is so important to maintain the correct paperwork. And after our somewhat prolonged shortcut, thereby negating its purpose entirely, we arrive at the mathematical division. I understand, Lady Partington Snoswich, that you wish to glance at Euclid's forbidden elements. Well, we have rather a treat for you, as Euclid himself is here to talk you through it.
Hello.
No, your ladyship, we have no idea where he came from. He arrived last Tuesday looking slightly bewildered and complaining about the angles in the ancient horror wing.
Yeah, there was. They were,
There. Try not to think about it.
Wrong, all wrong.
Oh, dear. Your ladyship, perhaps you could distract him with a question about the elements.
What is on page 72? That is a very specific and therefore excellently distracting question, for which I thank you. Page 72, yes. Ah, I remember it well. I had already demonstrated that two parallel lines could not meet. I was then pondering the question of what would happen if, in fact, they did meet. Would it be awkward? Could they be friends? Or would there always be a certain hostility? Which one would buy the drinks? Would a round system work with straight lines? So many complications. But as you can see, I eventually resolved them into a simple formula, which I am gratified to see you are making a note of. It is always nice to meet an aficionado. Or would you say you were a devotee? I'm afraid I don't know that word.
Perhaps for the best all round, and we can part on pleasant terms. Are you ready to continue, your ladyship? Alas, I am not aware that my derriere is furnished with gears, but if it were, I can assure your ladyship that I would already have engaged the highest ratio in anticipation of the next marvel we hope to share with you. Let us onwards, and as we pass the next rather tiresome exhibit, please try not to engage with it, or you may find your IQ diminishing in rather short order. These two Roman soldiers were captured, acquired for the museum when they strayed too far from their legion. We rather wish they hadn't been.
Apparently, Caesar never knew what an hide was. That's why he couldn't find them to beware of. He thought they were a small animal of some sort.
What is an hide, anyway?
Well, you know those bits of furniture that stick out so you stub your toe on them?
Like table legs when there's a long cloth on?
Yeah, or parts of a bed covered up by a large sheet, yeah.
Those are the Ides of March.
In March? Yeah.
But in April, they'd be the Ides of April.
Nah, then they're just furniture.
Ah. Oh. Well, veni, vidi, vino.
I keep telling you, it's veni, vidi, vici.
Why would Caesar, God rest his soul, be interested in conquers?
As I must have explained to you about 100 times, it's not that kind of conquer. Where did you study Latin?
You know you could. I took double French.
Not much use to you now, is it?
Be saying that when we go on our wine tasting holiday.
In vino veritas?
Is that near to your doing?
I suspect this conversation will continue for some time before collapsing under its own weight, much like the Roman Empire. Now, the screen on the right is showing a short, though ever-growing film that we call Taxi Driver.
There's two great
I vaguely remember our legal department wanting to speak to me about that, so perhaps best we don't linger too long here.
What would you call it?
Well, pastel green.
All right, the pastel green one.
Oh, the one that's speeding away.
Yeah, that one. Quick.
And now, your ladyship, we come to the item in which you expressed a great interest when you wrote to the museum to arrange your visit. The parchment of Hantili Harapsili. And here it is. May I introduce Dr. Blissaruk, one of the scholars we keep here at the museum? Perhaps sometime in the future you'll be able to arrange a visit to the scholar wing so you can see exactly where we keep him. Dr. Blissaruk?
This wonderful item was discovered in eastern Turkey 4 years ago, in the wilderness outside the city of Malatya. The parchment, as you can see, appears intact, yet only one line of the writing remains. Our translators have been working diligently for some time on this, but so far have only managed to translate one word.
Rest assured, your ladyship, that they are being appropriately chastised as we speak. Those who survive will continue the work with renewed vigour, I'm sure.
The single word into which we have insight is this one here. I won't attempt to pronounce it, but it rather resembles an upside-down duck carrying a dish of kidneys, which the translators tell me means apocalypse. I suspect, however, that they're being a little overdramatic, and it actually means upheaval or transition or some such.
Now, while you consult your notebook, Lady Partington Snoswitch, I just wanted to point out an interesting little coincidence regarding the objects that we've been looking at today. You see, with the exception of the parchment here, all of these objects have been the target of rather fatuous burglary attempts by the tribe of the Exquisite Nocturne. Are you familiar with the tribe at all? Are you really? Their leader, you say. Now that is interesting. So you've been trying to... Yes. And the writings on the various items... I see. That word on the parchment really was apocalypse, wasn't it? Dr. Blissaruk, you owe the translators an apology.
I will tell them when they've been released and cleaned up a bit.
I'm not sure you're going to get the chance. What I believe is happening here, which is actually quite fascinating in its own way, is that Lady Partington Snoswitch is currently intoning an ancient incantation that will result in the destruction of the Earth and the end of the human race.
I wish I could see my wife, just to tell her I'm sorry I never married.
I think it's a little late for that. Apocalypse in 3, 2, 1... A Strange Museum is an Action Science Theatre production brought to you by Dan Bond, Brian McInwells, and Dan Booth. For more, go to actionsciencetheatre.com. Worse.